Listening Library presents The Loud Silence of Francine Green by Karen Cushman. Read for you by Annika Shockley. Chapter 1, August 1949. Books and Beanies and Montgomery Clift. "Holy cow," I said when Sophie Bowman told me she'd be joining me at All Saints School for Girls this year. "Why now, in the eighth grade?" "Because I got thrown out of public school." Sophie and I were in the room I shared with my sister Dolores. Dolores was on a date with her steady Wally, so Sophie lay on Dolores' bed, her legs in the air, twirling the navy blue beanie from my school uniform on her foot. It was either Catholic school or boarding school. No one else would have me, but Sister Basil thinks my soul can still be saved. From what I can tell, she's nuts about saving souls. I sat up cross-legged on my bed. "Why?" I asked her. "That's what she learned in nun school, I suppose." "No," I said. "Why did you get kicked out of school?" "Oh, that. For writing, 'There is no free speech here on the gym floor,' in paint. Red paint." She grinned at me as though that was the most wonderful thing in the world. I didn't grin back. "Why on earth would you do that?" "Because the principal banned radios in the lunchroom." "Radios? You ruined the gym floor because of radios?" She waved her beanied foot about. "Not just radios, dopey. It was a matter of free speech, standing up for what you believe in, and fighting fascism." "Fascism? Wasn't that about Adolf Hitler? Did she mean Nazis kept her from playing the radio in the lunchroom?" Harry said.